I'm going to be overly optimistic and see if we can tackle the sugya of Binyan B'Kelem a little bit. Now, we haven't seen all the Gemaras which are relevant to us yet, but it's good to at least touch on what we have. So Tosis and Kupes Mabes, Rav says by the case of Al Shubsa B'Kabina Demara, we have a Gemara in Beya in Binyan B'Kelem. We have a Gemara in Kukav Beis on Beis, beginning of Kol HaKelim. The Rav says in Binyan B'Kelem, Tzir B'Kelem. So Abaye argues Yesh Binyan B'Kelem, Yesh Tzir B'Kelem, when we pass like Rav, but can I get a value? So we have other Gemaras. We're in Bayah in the second parak. Gemaras says Ein Binyan B'Kelem. So we have a Gemara Ein Binyan B'Kelem. So Tosis is Mechadish that there's a scenario where Yesh Binyan B'Kelem. We already point out that, leaving how Rashi learns Rav for a second, Rashi before on Mem Zayin, Rashi says that the Gemara talks about putting the mita together. It's going to be Chayiv. Rashi says, Chayiv Katus, according to Rav Shmuel, who tchlos v'gomer nipsa is a kli v'chayiv mishum makapatish. Av l'chol gomer malacha, v'loy mishum binyan dey binyan b'keli. Rashi does this multiple places. Rashi seems to be fairly consistent that ain't binyan b'keli. That's how we pass ain't binyan b'keli, and that's it. And all these gemaras are chayiv, it has to be makapatish. The guy in the beginning of Shin Yadal says, so how does Rashi learn Rav? Rashi learns Rav. Rav in Kupes, Rav holds Ein Binyan B'Kelem. I'm sorry, I said that again. Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelem. I mean, there is a sheet that holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelem. So Rav learns Yesh Binyan B'Kelem. He doesn't speak out, so why does Rashi feel, if Rashi learns in Kupes, according to Rav, Yesh Binyan B'Kelem, so why in Mem Zayin, in Rav, does Rashi feel the need to say it's Al Makapathish because Ein Binyan B'Kelem? So Lachari, he would mean because the fact that Shmuel is agreeing with Rav, which means that he would learn like the Ben Chananel, that the place of Rav and Shmuel on Kuvbeis is whether Yesh Binyan B'Kelem and Binyan B'Kelem, which is a shikul daich, Ben Chananel says it, right? So that the place of Rav and Shmuel by being Mal, the Shavir B'Kelem, the Because the Mora is going to be Chayiv, the Mechayiv is Chayiv with Makapathish, but it's good for the Mechayiv because Yishmael Mechayiv and Mechayiv, it's just cool, like, it doesn't flip the rest of the Sugya, at least at first glance. But Al Kaponim, that's how the Goyim is going to learn, right? That according to Rashi. I'm not going to answer this question, I just want to point out that there are a few, some Rashis which don't stem with this. There's a din of Mabata Kli Mechonoi, which comes up, let's say, Mem Gimel Men Aleph. They're taking a Kli and making it that you can't move it, and therefore it's is also Mabata Kli Mechonoi. So there's a steer in Rashi is what the reason is. So the Mora says you can't do it because the Mabata Kli Mechonoi. Rashi says Shahayim Mukhan Mitkila L'Taltoloi, and actually he's making it Muksa. So it doesn't say exactly what the problem is. Rashi Membeis Membeis says also about the Kli Mechonoi L'Hashiv Kli Mekam Shayukol Oy L'Lila. You put a Kli in a place, and by doing so you can't move it anymore. It's like you're attaching the Kli to the ground. Okay, so that's Pama Boina, that's your attention to the ground, that's Boina, that's very good. The problem is Rashi on Kuf Nun Dalam Beis. The more it brings up Matha Pimukhana over here also. Rashi says, you can't do it. Rashi says, by making it, you can't move it, so you make it the kli is not useful anymore. You're being sorcerer to kli. Because you can't use it anymore in Shabbos. Vaisos Rashi holds there is such a musig. But even more challenging is Rashi on Kuf Lamed Ches. So the more it talks about. Putting together the is it. Shema, the more so there's Kira Shani Shutakhs when you're Christel, Mutla Tatlush, Shtime is also. I don't feel the Khadam, you also hear Shema, you talk. Okay, so Rashi says, "Zer Shemi Yitaka." Kishachaber lo haregel yiskena bechayzik v'habi boina. Okay. And Rashi says it again, also one more time here in the sugya. Rashi throws in a lashon. I think it's right over here. Talks about a case of actually putting together some type of a mitzvah, which Rashi says lashon boina. Okay, so I'm not answering that. I'm just pointing that out. That's a makamiyu. Kuf Lamed Ches.
Makaponim, Rashi seems to understand over here that the issue is makam patish. The other Rishonim, the Tosis on Kuf Beis Amud Beis says that I'll shoot some of the marga. So Rav says you're chayv because of bina. Even though ain't binyan bekelim, that's dafka b'chazoras b'titrisim and menorah shachuyis and binyan gomer mechayv bekelim kuv bekarka. Kamina m'ser parakira gabi mita shal tosim talk is chayv chatos. Once you cut a menorah chayv chatos. Karen agula. Now, so Tosis learns that the yisod of the chiyuv by talka, the more memzayin, the chiyuv is al bina. He's not masber why you need taka. I want to see if we can work through the sugya over here in Mem Zayin. What role does taka play according to the Rishonim who learn the chiyuv as al tzboina? According to Rashi, learns the chiyuv as makom patish. So we understand, Lachar, without doing this act of tekiya, it's not makom patish. According to Tosis, that the chiyuv is al tzboina, why do you need talk of the chayv chatos? I want to touch on that point. The last point we want to touch on, but we'll see if we'll get there. Tosis proves, he learns up the sugya Ervin, where the more is discussing Soyser, so if you hold Ein Binyan Bekelim, you hold Ein Steer Bekelim. If you hold Yesh Binyan Mekalim, do you have to hold Yesh Stira Mekalim? That Pasha, the more seems to lock them together. The more is Lashon is Yesh Binyan Mekalim, Yesh Stira Mekalim. But this new din that the Rishonim is saying, even if you hold Ein Binyan Mekalim, but when you have a unique scenario, whatever that unique scenario is, there is Binyan, that's automatically found that there is Stira. Okay. Tosha says, what is this unique in the Kuda? That it's only when a case in Chilak Bein Karka, Kel Makarka, Malkam Shein Chizuk Ba'umnis. The Chilo Chashar Binyan, Makarka Chashar Binyan. But the case of Chizuk Ba'umnis, that there is Yesh Binyan Bekalim. And Tosha holds there's Yesh Tir Bekalim also. The Ramban over here says that it has a different Lashon. Ramban's Lashon over here is in a case where you're making a kli, yes, a kli. That you're making a kli. So the kud is not chizuk ba'umnus. The kud is a siyas a kli, at least at first glance. Right. But if you look at the Zalim Sod Ramban, right? Yeah. Okay. Right. That's the whole Ramban, right? In the Ramban, there's going to be some problems with that. So they ask the Kashi and Binyam Mekalim. The Kirin and Binyam Mekalim, Hanamil Klish and Isparik. The Mahafish, Oysa Kli, or Mesakan Kli, Mitkilosa, and Lukha Binyam Golem is that. Mainan Nikra, Binyam Mekalim, Shre, and Kli, Allah Oysa Kli Mikri. And then he says, not only that, even in a kli which you need umen b'chazarosa, it's also chay b'shum b'ayna. So a kli which you took apart in such a way that a head you can't put it back together again, it's baltim mitaris kli. When you put it together, that'll be considered a ma'is of binyan as well. But again, it's because you made a kli. That's the case of menorah shel chulyus. The menorah shel chulyus, you can't be metalta because it might fall and it'll break, and then you put it back together again, you're making it a kli. But he starts learning up he says according to this, so Hanan Rabin call a Kalim Zer Shemi Yitok a Klarma B'chai Mishum Boina Lek Moshe Bersh Rashi Mishum Maka Patish. So again, he's learning like Toys that in our scenario and Daf Mem Zayin, The reason what will make it into boina is being taka, and without being taka is not going to be considered boina. Yeftimazu, that's why. And Rishon Will says imhayu rafi raisim mutter because he holds ein binyan mekalim belutzkiya. When it's not rafi, it's not avalachu, and it's therefore it's when it's rafi they're mount to the chadchila. The Harakam doesn't disagree with that. But he holds there's a gzeir etc. Okay, very nice mahalach on the Gemara. So one of them is going to be because of because of boina. So even like binyan bekelim, one of them will be because of boina. Not like Rashi. But Tzarek the worm, he handles the case over there of the tzir. The case of the treason and putting back the tzir, which is the more also kufcha base, and over there you're not making a whole kli. You need chizuk ba'umnus, which will fit according to his, that'll fit, but according to his the kula of asiyas kol a kli, that's not going to work. So that they say that the Ramban is saying dafka this lashon of asiyas kol a kli. Lafuke Toysis, which says Chizav Umnus, and Toysis Chizav Umnus is Lafuke, I don't know. I'm just pointing out the aura on that, that there's a Malkum Lodum in that. Okay, so how do we learn this Gemara? What role does Tekiah have over here in our Sugya? Let's Cheshman out work out the Cheshman the Gemara, please, according to Rashi and according to Toysis and the Ramban. The more being that they asked the Shiloh, can you have to meet the Shalchasiyah and B'Shabbos? And so Rav Huna Bar Chiya and Rav Abba said it's Mutter. They told Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said Rav and Shmuel said it's Chayiv. So
then the word has a mesvei. The way Tosfos points out on Menzainer of Bays that there's no way that Rav Shulam Bechayim in a case where it was rougher. So there had to tell my case where it was Toka. And like the word first at the end, Rav Huna Bar Chiya and Rav Abba were only mapped in a case of rougher. So what did Rav Yehuda mean to respond when they said mutter and they says Rav Shulam Bechayim? They're talking two different things. Tosfos says if you hold that in a case of that there was a chiyuv in the case of taka, so then it's not mistarba to be matter a case of rafui. And they said, okay, but we have shirin blood, which is matter in the case of rafui. Right? So even though he holds in the case of taka is chiyuv. So that's the shock of a tiger. But that means the enochonami, the kasha you're asking from Rav and Shmuel is not directly onto Rav Abba and Rav Huna Bar Chiya because they're talking about two different things. But that's how the Ramban learns the Gemara over here also. Then the verse of the Meisvei. Hamach Zakana B'Kanamar B'Shabbos is Chayiv Chatos. Kano Siyodim is Lo Yaksim Hitzer is Potter V'Losser. And Karen Agul is Chayiv and Karen Pshut is Potter. So what's the kasha? So Rashi learns the kasha is Tanim is Bekani Menorah Mechayiv. Who did Lamita Shatrasim? So the Mora holds, according to Rashi, that the case of Kana Menorah, the case of Mita Shatrasim are comparable, and the Shetach on the Brice, Chayiv, like Rav and Shmuel. And so the case of Mita Shatrasim should also be Chayiv. And how can you say that case is Potter slash Mutter when the Shetach on the Brice said that it's Chayiv? So the more answers that what they're being matzah chaskila, they're going like this other brayse, and this other brayse says that you have these other cases malbonos hamitzah v'karos hamitzah levochem, but lo yachsim hitzus potter avaloser. When you talk him talkas chayv chatos, shemil ha'is is im hayrafa is mutter. Rashi says you talk him because I'm going to say this. So there's this new iser of tkiya. Ayyadeh you say this, but if you don't do tekiya, so you don't have that problem. Then the Mora brings the case to the Galanisa, which they put together. She says, but it's binyamin atzad. She says, okay, should we also meet Rabbanan? And he says, no, I hope you're shingam liol, that it's rafi is mutter. As she says, min atzad, and they shayin atzakua umahat ke bechayzik, karli min atzad. You didn't put it together in the normal way. So if you put it together, tekua umahat ke bechayzik, that's called binyan gomer, right? Which, according to Rashi, will now be chayiv al tzemach v'patir. But since you did it not b'chayzik, had the b'chayzik, so mele it's only min rabbanan, so it's still be yasim min rabbanan. I have a shem gamliel. Okay, so that's what Rashi learns. The more assumed in the kasha that there's a dimyan between the case of Mitash of Tesiyim and Kana Menorah, the Gemara ignores the fact that Kana Shasiyadim, it says Lo Yaksim in history is Potter. Doesn't ask, you know, if we're going to come out that there's a case that they're saying it's Mutter, you could have asked them Kana Shasiyadim, which is Azr, right? And the Enu, the Helik Ringamliya, would say it's Mutter, right? The Gemara didn't feel whatever reason that there's a dimming between Kana Shasiyadim and Mitash Tosim. Mitash Tosim is more diamond to the case of Kana Menorah. Okay, so why would that be? Why would that be, according to, just catch me now, according to Rashi, that the more, putting the kasha from Mitash Tosim to Kana Menorah and not to Kana Shasayadah? According to Rashi, the Mechayim over here is Makar Patish. So Rashi says, "Chayv Chatos, who tchilas the begam right? Menim so oisa kli. Mechayim shum makav patish. Av lechol ger min malacha. Well, let me shum binyan. Dein binyan bekel. Good. So there's no binyan. So what's the mechayim? The mechayim is makav patish because tchilas the begam right. Now, Rashi already pointed out that this mita was made to go from ear to ear,
and they would they put this. It was a collapsible bed. They took it apart. They put it back together again. And still, Rav and Shmuel said you're chayav b'katas, because when you put it together, you're considered being oisa kli. And male is kabel t'makav patash. Kodesh Esa Yodim, Rashi says, is this kli which you use to go higher and lower, etc., on the wall, right? So, Potter Shein to the Gomer, Shere Tzorach Lachzor Lefarka Tomid. So you have to take it apart all the time. You have to take it apart all the time. So, I mean, you take apart the mita of the Tarsiyim also. I mean, for all I know, they spend... We're not talking about that they necessarily stay there for long periods of time. They stay there for one night, and they take it apart the next morning, and they take it with them. So why are we assuming that the mitzvah shel tarsiyim is not like the kodesh hasiyodim, which is made the tzarek lach shel afarka tamid? Pash just kana menara, shir tzim menu konim, l'neiris harbe, v'noit lim haimenu, v'shas tzarek mazir nersoy. So I don't know exactly what the Messias is. So it doesn't sound like necessarily that you badaf could take it out. You could leave it there if you want to. You could leave it in place. You could put the Kadamanar in. You could leave them there. You don't need to take them apart. The Kadosh HaSiyadim, the way it works is by going lower and higher. So I finish one section of the wall. I add on segments. You get the top of the wall. And then, so, you know, I could do all the tops if I want, but I got to go to the bottoms. So I have to take off the segments. So I can do whatever I want. But I can do all. I can add on the segments and then go across the whole top of the wall, or I can go up and down each time. Or I don't know what's more efficient. But eventually, for my tashmish of item, I must take it apart. So Rashi says you can't call it a gemara kli. You can't call it that it's makar patish. So why are we assuming that the mitzvah shel tarsiyim is considered more like the kadosh menorah, which the derech was possibly to leave it like that? Where the mitzvah shel tarsiyim, the whole mile is that you take it apart every day. Because this is the sword of Simi Michalik. He says like this. He says that the bed is made for sleeping. The mile is I can transport it, etc. But the only way you can sleep in it is by putting the bed together. So when you take these pieces and make a bed, you have what to sleep in. That's the Gomer Shekli. You'll take it apart tomorrow, that's true, because you need to carry it somewhere else. But the carrying is not the Tashmish. Vis-a-vis the Tashmish of the Kli, it's Nigmar when you put it together. And it'll last for long as it lasts. Yes, we're assuming over here that there's a chiyuv for putting together even a short period of time. Whereas the kodesh hasayodim, it's not more of a kli when it reaches the top than when it reaches the bottom. When you have the segments on, it doesn't reach the bottom. It only reaches the top. So it's not pshat. It's more of a kli when it reaches the top than it reaches the bottom. So where's the gemar? There's never a gemar. It's always going up and down. So there's never a moment of a gemar. So we're there. So kodem and erodem, you put together. Without these kodem, you can't light what you want to light. Okay, that's the gemar of the kli. You put together what you need to do, and now it is. And you know, it might stay there, it might not stay there, but that's not the point. The point is, without adding this, you can't do what you want to do. Without putting together the mitzvah, you can't do what you want to do. And so the Mora is asking from that case, and that case is would be considered a gemar. Mashenkin by the Kadosh HaSiyodim, there's no gemar because you sarlach the farkat. It's made to go. So the point is not temporary versus permanent or semi-permanent. The point is that the oifet of the tashmish is a constant putting together, taking apart. So there's no mile of one state of being over the other. Okay. So the more that's the Morris kasha, and the more said that we have this other price. So what is it? What's the other price is maskim that the case of Taka is chayiv. And so they're talking about a case of Rafui. So you're going to have to have this problem. Like, what's the Shaka Tayyar of Gemara? Rashi does not seem to be addressing that that issue of Baklal. So they seem to be arguing that that Mitzvah Shatrasiyim, which is made to go back and forth, if you're being Matred Al Tzurafui, you're not being Matred Al because it's Kadosh HaSayyadim and Rafui, because that wasn't the Morris Teretz. You're being Matred Al Tzurafui. The Morris Teretz can be, you know what, the main Nakuda is permanent versus temporary, and therefore it's like Kadosh HaSayyadim, it's only Asr, and therefore it's Rafui, it's Mutter. The Morris doesn't have that extra stage, according to Rashi. That would be nice to put it in. Rashi doesn't do that. And we're we don't assume the Shulchan Aruch argues on the din of these cases, Mabonis and Mita, that in Taka is Kayev. So it has to be over here that the case over here there was no Tekiyah. So Rashi says that Taka is Ayyad Yesedus. So Rashi adds that there's another layer of process of Ayyad Yesedus. Rashi does it again on Kuf Chabez. Rabbi says it's also Shem Yitaka. Bechazaka besakim Yesedus. I'm the Gemara Malacha. Chaim Shemak bePatish. So Rashi says that the kuda of Tekiyah is that you're adding Yesedus. So by the mitzvah of Tassim, you're not adding any Yesedus. See, if you put together tightly, this brisa holds that it's not Gaiv. And Pasha's the first brisa holds that it is Gaiv. So we have a deal now. Do you need this madrega of Tekiyah in order to be Gaiv of Malach Patish, according to Rashi? That's the deal. So, interesting question, if you learn the Makai with the Makapatish, would you need this other stage? What's the question? So, that mirror I mentioned, Yukub Dal, the mirror talks about, I finished the Sefer, so why am I Kai, why is the person of Kai for Kaisav and for Makapatish also? So he says, no, Kolzman, you're being Isaac in the Gemara of the Sefer, you're doing Kaisav, you're not doing Makapatish. But if you look at the Mordechai, it's a hard piece of Mordechai to read, because they have all these different Yersos in it. So the Mordechai over here in Perek Abayin is the only Mordechai in Perek Abayin. And the Gemara of Ayashuv said by the Queen of the Mordechai. Mark Mitzvah Shal Gil Achai Meshum Bayinu Yusham. Rav, we hold like Rav, Sefkira, Matzah Glanisa, Binyamin, and Sadu, Masha Yeshba, Meshum Binyan. But Rav himself says, Ain't Stir Bekalim, because he's not seeking Meshum Bekalim. Vein Lachas Tir Gdala Mizu. Wouldn't have been a Mikhailim. Pirish Reim Rav Amr Mishum Boina. Pirish Morzu Mechuseris Binyan Bechesrin Shufsa. Helka Einbar Mishum Makiba Patish. They don't Nikra Makiba Patish. El Badabra Shaino Mechuser Binyan. Shakos Apatish Ula Acher Gemar Binyan. Makiba Patish is always after you finish making it, then you go back and add another touch. That's Makiba Patish. Okay, so you're not tied to Makapatish because you didn't finish the process. When you put putting the shovel together, it's finishing the process. That's not the thing after the process. So you're not tied to Makapatish. What up, Baina? Then he says, like the Urayim. You saw the Urayim. So the Urayim says that Rav doesn't mean you have Baina. Rav just says that the only Malacha potentially about the Lira is Baina. There's no Makapatish. There's only Baina, but Taka say, Minya Makalim, you're not talking about Kayim. How's Baina? That's how your Reim learns the Gemara. So the Mordechai says the same shot. Lomar Rav, Mishum Boina, Lomar Shukhayev, Mishum Boina, Dohaim Binyan Bekalem. Al Hasiru Mitam Makapatish, Shalalam Bechesh Binyan, Loitahim Alechas Makapatish. The call is when you're being Boina, you can't be Makapatish. So the Mordechai and says this, you saw it, that the key of a Makapatish requires a step after Binyan. There's a round like that. There's a mirror. There's a mirror like that. They all. There's a. There's a. Some are kavas a mishnah like that. the Gemara Nine Hema Beis, it says Manpech please cook this guy Mishumaka Patish. So the Ran says it's gonna be called Makapatish, you're making the kli. That's binyan. So Mikavas Misha asked the Kasha, and the Rambam Shita is the Rambam Taka brings his Gemara as Makapatish. And the Rambam Shita is clear, the Rambam holds each binyan bekalim. Rambam says, putting together the keli, he brings this case over here is told as boy. So the Rekabas Misha says, and it's a Ran over here. He says he doesn't bring the Ran, but it's a Ran. The Ran says it's talking about the nipuach sheni. The first nipuach is you blow into it and you make your keli, and then you do the second one to make it nicer, etc. So that's what we're talking about over here. But the first one, the malacha involved would be boy. Rashi doesn't say that. Kishahusak, once you melt up the glass, nasayinipuach, you just blow it up and that's you make it clean. But before Rashi, not like this. Rashi and Ayin Dalam Beis, we mentioned last time, or maybe we mentioned it on Friday, I remember when we mentioned it, but the case of the tanner, so Rashi says the tanner, there's makapatish. After you finish making the tanner, you go and put this extra layer of the tefillah around it to keep the heat in, so that's makapatish. You made the tanner, now you're adding something onto it. Fine. He says, I bet the mefregen, what about the case of chavisa? Why aren't you chayvah as makapatish about the case of the chavisa? There's no second maisa. You put it in the oven and it bakes. So Rashi answered, because it's melad nigra malachta betanner. You didn't do anything. It happens with Mela. So his passion Rashi swore is a swore of Groma. The Malacha Bishol, the Taras Makadish, the Malacha Bishol, Yakayev, even though you didn't do it. That's the Kiddush of the Malacha Bishol. But Makapatish, you're not Kayev as a Rashi because it's a Groma. But if it's Groma, there's no step after the step. So you know, more in Rashi, that Rashi is Makapatish can be the last step. I mean, they done in the Rashi on our Mishnah of Makapatish, right? Rashi has Makapatish is the last blow to remove the stone from the mountain. Rashi calls it Makapatish. It's the last step of making your, I mean, it's not a usable stone. It's beautiful, as she says. It's ready, finished. You get Gemar Melechas. What do I mean? It's wonderful. You have this nice thing sticking out of the mountain. Right? Rashi holds that's Makapatish. Zagmar Melechas shall chutz we have, and that's the last step. Hologomer b'Shabbos Melecha told us Makapatish. Rashi is aware that you can be Chai Makapatish on the last step. So then the Shaila is, why do you need, according to the second Brisa, why do you need Taka? So Pasha Lukhar, the second Brisa is saying, no, the Michal is Makapatish, you need another step. After you put the Kli together, you're Takeh, because the guy you need to say the Shakar, whereas the first Brisa says, no. Master Kadam and Shabbos is Chayiv, and the more holds that Mita Shachar Siyim would also be Chayiv, even though you didn't do that last step. And Rabbi will say you're Chayiv because that's who lost the Gomrai. There's no second step. It's who lost the Gomrai. And that's enough to be Chayiv's Makapatish. That seems to be Mamash the Din and the Gemara according to Rashi. Do you have this? And all the Rashi's are being Mepharish according to, he's assuming that like Rav and Shmuel then, which would we have to work out the Shitas of Halacha Lemaisa, the Sugyas. Okay, but let's have you learn the Chiyuv is because of Boiner. So what's the Shaka Tara the Gemara? The Gemara is telling me both Tosfos and the Ramban said that lo yiska mitokas chayav katas. So it's interesting, Ran over here, that the Ran learns up not like Tosfos and not like the Ramban. The Ran in one shot in the Pirush on the Rif, he learns that Rav and Shmuel are saying yesh binyan b'kelim, yestir b'kelim, and they bring a price which this price holds yesh binyan b'kelim, yestir b'kelim. And the second price so holds no ain't binyan b'kelim, and Rabab and Rav Huna bar Chiya hold ain't binyan b'kelim. And Taka is Chai because of Makapatish. So the more, so like this, your case was, I'm answering Tosfos Kash. You asked me, what are you asking from a case of Rafui to a case of Chosik to a case of Rafui? He says, there's three Madregas. There's Rafui, there's Chosik, and then there's Taka B'Yaseid, it's like Rashi says. So before we know the second Raisa, we have a Raisa which says that Yeshurim became Yeshurim Begale. Okay. That means when you put a Kli together, you're Chayim. You don't need Tekiya for that. The key is not necessary to be Mechai of you. You put a Kli together, you're Chayim. You made a Kli. It's a usable Kli. So you should be Chayim. If that's true, Rafi, which is a step down from that, should be Yosemir Rabbana, Zera Otsu, putting together Bechayzik. So how can you say, yeah, you mean Rafi, very nice, but it can't be Mutter. Right? Ritva even makes it a Kenech Vaiter. He says, well, the Ritva HaYashonim, which Rechonin points out, and the Ebenezer points out, that really that was the Ram. That's what we have as the Ritva HaYashonim was really the Chidush Ran, which we have the Chidush Ran with somebody else. And there's Rayas to that. I think if you look in the Masada of Kook Hagdama to the Chidush Ran, I think he said there's like 180, they found 183 Hashvos between the Chidush Ran and the Pirush Ran al Rif. Chachamim brings it. The Nezer says it. The others say that really that was the first printing of that Ksav Yad. I think it wasn't clear that it wasn't called the Ran. The second was called the Ran. So somebody decided to stick it with the Shabbashitas La Ran, and someone came around. The Ritua, not the Ritua, it's the Ran. Okay, so the Ran in the Chidushim, he says, I'll tell you even better. So what's Hakadosh Baruch Hu between Kana Menorah and Kana Siyadin? Kana Menorah, the nature is to put it together b'chayzik. Kana Siyadin, why in the world would you put it together b'chayzik? It's a waste of your time. So you always put it together b'rafu. So that's what the Brisa says. You put it together b'chayzik, you're chayim, put it together b'rafu, it's awesome in Rabbanan. So the Kasha and the Gemara is from Kana Siyadin. That's the Kasha. If I tell you Yeshmir Vistir Mekalim, which means you put together Bechazik Yerchayim, so there's an issue the Rabbanah put together Berafui. So how can you say that it's Mutter? She says, I have a different price. So this price holds Binyam Vistir Mekalim. And therefore, even if you put it together Bechazik, it's not, you made a Kli. Who cares? Binyam Vistir Mekalim? Yeah, I'm asking, there's a different din. If you did it to Ayanet Tekiya, your Chayim was Makav Hatish. But you're not, and the Tanakhama says, but your Geiser Rafui Otto Makav Hatish. And Shemlil says, no. I understand being Geiser Rafi Otto Chayzik. Being Geiser Rafi Otto Tzkiya Mehechel Tesi. So there's no reason to answer it. Therefore, Rafi is Mutter. So that's how the Ran learns the flow of the Gemara. So then Rav and Shmuel are talking, saying Yeshbim Mitzir Bekele. And the Mora and Kubeis, when Shmuel says that you're not Chayvos Baboyna, it's not because he holds in Binyan Mitzir Bekele. He holds because this is a Binyan Koldahu, just like he argues in the case of the other cases, which are Binyan of Karka. He says, yeah, but this is not Binyan, so Kale is not better than that. Okay, but the Tosis and the Ramban learned that the case of Tokas Chayvos Alts Binyan Mitzir Bekele. So what's that Cheshbon? Right. According to the Ran, you have a very nice flow of the Gemara, right? That they it's inspired to us at the end of the conversation. The Rav and Shmuel and Rav and Rabbi are arguing whether Yesh Pinyas Mekalim or not. And if you're Yesh Pinyas Mekalim, very mistaber putting the feet together because it is called Medikan Kali. That's Binyan. I don't need the kiyah for that. Okay, you need the kiyah for Makav Patish. But according to Tosis and according to the Ramban, that the Mechayah over here is Tekiya, look, what does that have to do with anything? So the Chazon Ish, suggests, based on the Tosis and Mem Chesem and Aleph, the fact only are two Madregas in the Gemara. There's Rafui and Bechayzik. Bechayzik and Tekiya are the same thing. And the Dean over here, it says, there's not three Madregas, only two Madregas, and we're handling, are you guys a Rafi, Alto B'chayzik or not? So tekiyah is another way to say that you made a kli in a very strong way. So you're chayiv. You did it roughly. I'm not chayiv. That's not. So it says the mechayiv is chizik and umnis. So tekiyah is chizik and umnis. Okay. Now that which the Ran assumes, if you're speaking with Sirik Kalim, you're going to be chayiv being mahadigit. Or according to what we're saying in the Tosis and the Ran, the Tekiah is not another Madrega, it's just putting it together. So I don't need another step of Yesedis for that. Rashi, who says with Dilma Kapatish, maybe we could argue that's you know, you need another step, and that's part of the Dian back and forth in the Tina Tubraisis. But if it's Al Tzbinyan, why would that be the moment of Kiyu? Yes, this Tosis over here does sound like there's three steps.
So what's the assurance that maybe it's not called a kli until it's takua? If you could undo it, even if it's in shtar, it's not called a kli yet.
I don't know what that means.
In shtar.
I hear the words. I don't know what it means. I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I don't understand it. So, okay. Now, so Tosis comes along and says, chizik v'umnis. So the question is, what's the ikar nekuda? Is the ikar nekuda chizik or the ikar nekuda v'umnis? Right, so we could argue the ikur nekuda is umnis, which means ein binyan b'sir b'keilu. Fine, put together a kli. He doesn't say because you're making a kli. He says, but if you're doing something which a hedyot can't do, so that's a unique type of chibur which you're accomplishing. That taka, that's only going to be chayiv. That's the case. That we're going to discuss. Right, but the ikur nekuda is not the chizik. Ikur nekuda is the umnis. Okay, so why is this relevant? So we paskin halacha some strange reality. We paskin pashuah shulchan aruch reads as we paskin ain binyan stir v'kelim, but by an asiyah gemura there is binyan. So now there's a din which the paskin grapple with is screwing parts of a kli together. You have a kli which is made in such a way that you can screw the parts together. You screw something together, it's put together very tight. But it doesn't take any brains to do it. One thing, I'm going to put together a thing with the pieces have to be put together perfectly, and I need to understand how to nail it in, etc. Okay, you need umnas. They're made, they come standardized from the company. Now you have a clean. Right? But it's very stark. The tremendous chayzik there. Right? Is that going to be chayiv? That which was being made, that. So Mishnah Berurah learns that this is because Taz and Magen Rab. That the Taz holds it's not Chayiv, will not be the Raisa, and the Magen Rab holds it's the Raisa. Mishnah Berurah then continues and says, if you look at the Maamar Mordechai, Maamar Mordechai has a Rikas on the Shaila, which he does, and he's Masupik at the end, Taka. If you put together Ayyadeh Havraga was screwing it together, is that considered, would that be Chayiv or not? That's Maamar Mordechai has itself. So, Diane Weiss has a Tshuva where he deals with. Maybe if you visited a museum, you've seen a old soda siphon machine. Have you ever seen a soda siphon machine? A Sipilux? Man, I feel old. Okay, so, I mean, the modern ones you've seen, the soda streams you've seen, right? You know, right? So, this is my soda stream machine, right? So I want to take my big... Everybody seen the soda stream machine? Yeah, okay, please. Yeah, okay. So it comes a big container with carbon dioxide inside of it, and you screw it into the machine, and then, when you screw the bottle in, and you press, and you let out the air. So the place can handle, are you allowed to make seltzer and chub?
So one shaila is, you're introducing the carbon dioxide into the water, and you're making change in the water. Is that considered a, you're being moiled something? That the malacha, the isur derabanan of moiled. A lot of places you're making on that. It's temporary. It gets always kebab. You leave the bottle open. It gets always kebab. You know, etc. That's not significant. But what about screwing it in? So everybody holds that the screwing the bottle in, which is made to go in and out, that's not a problem. The old machines, instead of having this big balloon, as they called it, right? The cartridge was enough to do about four or five bottles. It was a little small cartridge, and you screwed it into the side. Instead of this big one, which claims 120 in a shot, you know. Right? So you would need to replace it on Shabbos. Are you allowed to screw that in? Or not? That was the shayla, which the place can build.
You pop open the top, or it's already open? Some CO2 cartridges, it's flat in the needle.
No. The issue is pushing screwing it in. You got to screw it in. It's a little thing about this big. Right? It makes a few bottles worth. You would screw it in the top. Now they came with a holding hole three. I can get one which holds 120. So they have this big thing which holds, you know, does. So you let a screw under. So Diane Weiss had a tshuva about this. She says, "My Mordechai said it's not considered a binyan to screw something in, because you know he handles a shayla of screwing something together. Is this called binyan or not? Would we argue that's called binyan?" Makapatish, he says, it's not makapatish. It doesn't function without it. So maybe it's makapatish. So you get involved in the shayla. Is it makapatish when this is not the stage after? This is the stage of putting it together. Is that called makapatish or not? But leaving that aside, he says, is it called boiner or not? So he comes out that it's mutter, making a swake swake. We have a plug of mutter. We have multiple arguments whether he'll just be Kelim, maybe the Kelim. Even if a Siyas Gemurah is considered, Rashi proposes it's not considered Boina. Is this called a Siyas Gemurah because the man is only a Havraga? He makes this Sveik, 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 and he's Matar, it's Mutar. Lachar Shbitolian. In what's in the Likud over here is the Likud Chaisik. It's very tight. You would screw it very tight. If you don't screw it very tight, you lose your air. You lose the carbon dioxide. So you would screw it very tight. There was no shell. You would attach it very tight. But boomness, I mean, it was made that, you know, your 4 year old was smart enough how to know how to do it. It didn't take them to talk about how to do it.
Is it so possible that Chaisik means like muscle? Could it mean elbow grease? Chaisik, the boomness. Big muscles and knowing what you're doing. Versus that the big saw is that it's in
Chaisik. It's hard to say that should be in the Kuda. So the Chayotim. Is I'm on this Nakuda a little bit. He's on the Nakuda of it doesn't mean the step afterwards. He says, no, as long as you put together Bechosik in this step, that'll be either Boiner or Makapatish. So he doesn't see he does not talk about this case, but you know, his understanding. Okay. One last point over here. If you hold Yeshmir Mekalim, do you hold Yeshtir Mekalim? So, what's the problem? There's a Mishnah Kufa involved. That. So, Shabbat Adam is a Thobis, Lech Laman Gurgis, which is a Tanar Mar Mekalim, so we get to it. So, you're breaking the Thobis to get out the Gurgis. So, why is that mutter? It's theorist clean. The more an Erevin assumes that you can't be Soyser HaKlim, the more right away says, how can you say it's a good Erev? He puts it inside this Migdol, he's a Mokam Echad, and his Erev is a Mokam Acher, and you can't get it, it's not accessible, it's not a valid Erev. So what was the case over there? So the Yerushalmi says the case over there, the more than the Hamin, it was a Migdol Shalavin. In the Shalavin, you build it on the ground, that's called Boina, that's part of Karkar. So, yeah, the Morse Kash is great. The Tosis brings a right, proves that the Bible holds him with something English Shalates. Something English Shalates, so it's a Kli. So, what's the Morse Kash? Some Rishonim answer that the Morse case, the Hamin, the Morse case was, the Middle usually was. It was the shear of Memsaw. And Memsaw is not considered a clean anymore, it's considered an oil. And oil has little like carcass, and so there's better by carcass. Fine. Tosfos says, you see from this, so the Mor is not proving that there's a problem of steer by Kalim. The Mor is a steer by Kalim when it's a Kli Gadol. Tosfos assumes that you see from that Gemara there's a different steer by Kalim, even less than that. So what's on this din over here that's Mutter? So Tosfos says, you learn the Mor over there in Beya, that there's something called a Mustaki, a Mustaki, which is a keli, which is a kli gerua. What's a kli gerua? Rashi says that they would take their chavis were made out of keris. You would have a broken chavis made out of keris. You take some zephis and you glue it together, and you make a chavis out of it. It's really a one-time use type of thing because it's not going to last for too long. Because when something's in it, you don't shepherd with it; it lasts. Once you take it out, so it's ice kli. So that's not a kli. That's a kli gerua. So there's nothing steered by kli gerua. That's what Tosfos learns this sugya over here. Okay, so they're steered by Kalim, but this is a heter because it's a kli gerua. The Ran and the Rashba, even though the Ran and the Rashba say yesh binyan b'kalim, the Rashba says it b'feirish, but the Ran over here in the Pirush al Rif and the Rashba in a way that's a Kurdish, they both learn up this Gemara is talking about a kli katan. And the Gemara there is talking about a kli gadol. Yeah, kli gadol is a problem of steering. But over here, it's a kli katan. There's no problem. That's the Mishnah says. If you're yesh binyan b'kalim, you're steer b'kalim. So Tosfos lumped them together. He said, that's the Chatham Morris Kash over there in Erevin. Yesh Bir Mikhailim, Yesh Dir Mikhailim. At first glance, you would tie the two things together. So, according to the Rashba and the Ran, the Ramban, that the Binyan is a Sias Kli. According to Tosfos, the Binyan is the umus mechayzik. See, if the nakuda is that it's together stark, so then yeah, of course it should be stira. Like, it's together stark. That's that type of thing is binyan. Taking it apart from that is going to be stira, right? If the nakuda is umus, that's the main nakuda. It's going to be more complicated because so would you need an umusik stira to make it a stira? I don't know. You know, or anything you put together with part umus, put it together, stira. When applied to it, that's the way you would say it. So there, as long as you put, but let's say you hold the mechayev as a sias kli. So the mechayev is not be'etzim because it's dinner binyan. But he says, but conceptually, the idea of creating a new sias has to be binyan, which is where the Rishonim are coming from. So is that automatically logical that destroying it is considered soiser? Or not. So Ramosha says, Ramosha in his tshuva, when he talks about the issues of tearing open the packages. So he handles the sugya. He says that this chiluk, just because you hold binyan mekhel doesn't mean you hold steer mekhel. Says not like that. He knows that. He's saying in the round of the Rashba, the fact that you hold, if you learn that the lumdus of binyan mekhelim is because you made you did this tremendously chashuv accomplishment. It's not such a chashuv accomplishment to break it. That's not the mekhelim steer. Right? The steer is you took apart a binyan. This really wasn't a binyan. It's not something after that. I'm a binyan. I'm a kayyer for the accomplishment of making this unique thing. So, but there's no corresponding steerer to that. According to Rashi, right, Rashi has to learn the whole circuit. If it's a case of a kli, so there's no problem with steerer b'kayla. Just one last point over here. I just want to point out. Rashi says that it's mutter because they mekalkel shum iser b'shabbos. So all the rishonim jump on Rashi, the Ran, others that mekalkel is awesome in Rabbanah. Right. But it was interesting, the Ran, who argues in Rashi, at the end of the day says, maybe the Pshat Ra, maybe you need a kalkul to matter the Isra of Stira. No, you're not matter the Isra of Stira. means even if it's tirbe kalim, it means rabbanu will be yosu. So then we say, well, hayoyis, it's also makalkol. So now we matter it. Now we matter it. You add the issue of rabbanu, makalkol is rabbanu, you're matter it. So that's interesting to think about. It's not going to work in the more in kuf chaveis where Rabbi says over there, ein binyan tirbe kalim, and therefore that's why it's what to put. You're allowed to put these doors back. She also made rabbanu. Right. The only reason why it's also because there's Shem Yiska. If there's an Issa Mirabonim, there's no Issa Mirabonim on the fear for Shem Yitaka.
There's no Vibinia that Chai comes in the Council of Asiya. By Stira, there's no Timsa, have a Stira and a Kli. If you're the Ra, why would it be also the Rabbanim?
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't have a good answer. As they're saying in Rashi, Rashi says in Mutter, the other Rishonim, it seems to be from the Ram himself that he seems to have such a tonight. Okay, let's hold it here.
I'll grade this.